Good evening, everyone. This is Andrew, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. That, of course, was just Steely Dan, the closing track from their sophomore album, Countdown to Ecstasy, that was King of the World, one of my favorite closing tracks of all time, I might say. Just does a perfect job of wrapping things up. And that's really going to be my aim for these next three episodes of Andromeda, which will sadly also be the last three episodes of Andromeda. Yes, that's right, my career at Tufts is very soon coming to a close, and so I thought I would wrap things up by doing three consecutive episodes of all album closers on today, the 27th of April, next week, the 4th of May, and then the week after, the 11th of May, which will be the last episode of the program. I may be continuing next year. We may see what will happen with that. It has been confirmed that I'll be in the Boston area next year, but it'll be quite a commute, I fear. So it's a tentative maybe on that. But I don't think I'll be using the Andromeda name next year for this program. But just a heads up for the future of your 10 p.m.s on Thursdays. It may be in jeopardy, it may not, but let's enjoy it while it lasts for these next 3 weeks. I know I will. So with that, here are some more tracks that are album closers, the last tracks on albums. A lot of times they do tend to be my favorite tracks on albums. I do love a good wrapping up of an album, especially a really epic, long album, or maybe even like a meandering album like the one that we're about to hear from Kurt Vile. This is the 10.5-minute closer of his 2013 album, Waking on a Pretty Days. It's Gold Tone, only on WMFO.
Thank you. But so they say when it, hey, hey, I wanna hear it go.
you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the Donations Drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform.
Thank you.
Ya no existe. Habla conmigo, perro de la lluvia. Habla conmigo, niño condenado por el diablo de febrero. Perdóname.
Bienvenidos al Jardín de los Presentes.
And there we go. The final two tracks from El Jardín de los Presentes by Invisible. That was first Perdonado Niño Condenado, and then Las Golondrinas de Plaza de Mayo. To put it in the Argentine accent, it's Mayo, not Mayo. But yes, yeah, such a fantastic 1-2 punch. Had to play both of the end tracks from that album. I know it's breaking the theme a little bit to play both of those, but it's just a perfect end to that album. And it cycles back to the beginning, which is great. They say Bienvenidos at the end, and then it starts the album. If you put it on loop, it's like cyclical. It's crazy. Anyway, all album closers, as I said at the beginning of the hour, during this Andromeda show, and along with the next two Andromeda shows next week and the week after, to close out the Andromeda series as a whole. It's coming to a close sooner than one might think. And then before that, of course, was Gold Tone by Kurt Vile, the closer from Waking on a Pretty Days. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to play in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bakehouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile walk, mostly along the Mystic River, and a further mile up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all kinds of her trees, grass, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles. Improve your physical and mental health. They're all free for you to enjoy along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. Isn't that nice? And so close by. Anyway, here's another fantastic album closer. It's Stevie Wonder from his 1973 album Inner Visions. He's Mr. Know-It-All, only on MFO. Play.
Before he knew what I was. If you fire that shot, we'll be all blown to hell, and nobody can say he lied.
Thank you.
the Albion Band with the 11-minute magnum opus that closes out their album Rise Up Like the Sun, the Gresford Disaster, a tribute to the many victims, I believe 240-ish victims of the mining disaster that occurred in Britain many years ago. It's a very tragic situation and a very, very tragic song. But definitely shows off their ability to jam in the first half as well. Some great drumming from Dave Maddox, folk rock fame. And before that was, of course, Stevie Wonder with He's Mr. Know-It-All, the closing track from Inner Visions, 1973. Yeah, the Gresford Disaster, really one of the great unsung or perhaps undersung, underrated closing tracks there is, really. It's a shame, but glad I got to play it now. If not now, then when? Never, really, is the answer to that. But here's perhaps a closing track that some more of you listeners may know and love. It's from Japanese Breakfast off for 2021 rather, album Jubilee. The closing track, of course, is called Posing for Cars. Please enjoy.
Woke from a dream in which you'd left me posing for cars on the American stoop. Don't make me beg you just 'cause you can. I'm just one man with loneliness. I'm just one man with needs.
Now that is what I would call a closing track. And a powerful one at that. Posing for Cars by Japanese Breakfast, aka Michelle Zauner and company, and her band, I guess. From the album Jubilee, the closing track from that. And a real hard hitter live, especially when it comes in the encore. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And when they just have that little spotlight directly on the guitar as it's sort of wailing and wincing and weeping and whatever words one might use to describe a guitar in that scenario. Oh yeah, powerful experience. Even just hearing the recording, it's, you know, it takes me back. But before that was a very different song, which I already mentioned. I don't know why I'm saying that again. The Gresford Disaster by the Albion Band, in case you missed that before. And then Stevie Wonder before that. And Invisible and Kurt Vile and Steely Dan. And that's the whole show. Some long songs in there, and probably some even longer songs next time as we continue playing through all of my favorite closing tracks from all the different albums that I know and love and want you all to be subjected to on the airwaves during my last three radio programs on Andromeda. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Not really much else to say, other than I look forward to continuing this multi-show theme. It's not often that I get to do a multi-show theme. I guess I did it with the Top 100 countdown this past summer, but it's not very often that it gets to happen, so I'm interested in seeing how it evolves and what ultimately will be the longest and most pretentious and ridiculous album closer that I end up playing. But we'll have to wait for that. 1 week, 2 weeks, who knows? All we know is coming up next, it's Trash Talk at 11 p.m. So stay tuned for that. And also stay tuned for this closing track. It's the very normal closing track of a very not normal double LP from Aphrodite's Child, the 666 album closer. It's Break. Have a good night. Sleep well. Eat well. Do well on your exams, etc. See you next week.
Bye, bye, my friend, goodbye. Will I, you forget or break it? You'll make it. Oh, you make it. Cry in my empty room, and we try to forget and break it. Fly. My friend, goodbye.